News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We've seen the impact on the American and Israeli attacks on Iran coming through in prices of diesel, of petrol, of kerosene, of natural gas. Well, it looks like we're going to see it pretty soon in fruit and vegetables. I'm joined by the chairman of the IFA Farm Business Committee, Bill O'Keefe. Bill, food prices as a legacy of the impact on fertilizer production.
Hi, Anton. Yeah, thanks very much for having me on. Fertilizer costs are gone through the roof for farmers on the ground, and green diesel has gone through the roof for farmers on the ground. So the cost of producing food is rising rapidly on farm, and it's at a time of year in the spring when a lot of crops are going into the ground. So it's directly affecting this year's crops as we go through the year. But I suppose you'll see food prices rising quicker than that to the consumer from transport costs. So the cost of white diesel rising will impact the cost of getting food from distribution centres onto supermarket shelves. And the cost of packaging would also be affected by the increase in oil prices. So I think you'll see direct cost to consumers rise quicker than we'll see prices rising on farm, if that makes sense.
And the fertiliser costs, is that because of the energy costs in the production and manufacture of fertiliser products? Or is it because the actual raw materials themselves come from the region around the Straits of Hormuz?
Okay, so it's both the cost of raw materials for making fertilizers is increasing around the country, but also there should be 100 tankers moving through the Strait of Hormuz every day. And at the moment, that stopped completely. So 30% of the world's fertilizer would come out through the Straits of Hormuz, 20% of the world's oil, and 20% of the world's liquefied natural gas. So the oil and gas would often be traveling on to fertilizer manufacturing points and making fertilizer. And also, if the fertilizer isn't traveling out, obviously there's a deficit of fertilizer around the world, but you can only stockpile it for so long. So I would say fertilizer production, and it's a huge piece of what the Middle East does. It produces oil, but it also produces a lot of the world's fertilizer. If they can't ship it out, they can't store it for too long, so they'll have to stop manufacturing fertilizer. And I suppose the reality is we only make enough fertilizer in the world every year for what we need. So a day, a week, a month of not making fertilizer means there's a deficit right around the world of fertilizer, and it will decrease the amount of food produced, and it will increase the cost of that food that is produced.
Bill, thank you very much. Bill O'Keefe, Chairman of the IFA Farm Business Committee, 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.